Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are in downtown Detroit, draft headquarters, and we'll be here all week. 248-539-9797. 1 year ago, the name Jahmyr Gibbs did not come up a lot as the week of the draft was ongoing. And then on draft night, they ended up moving back and selecting Jahmyr Gibbs. We just threw out a few names that we think might be this year's Jahmyr Gibbs, a name that's not being mentioned nearly enough. Who do you put into that category? 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Francis. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Francis.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Not much. Hey, I think the guy that we're not talking about this year in the first round is going to be Edrin Cooper. He's an explosive linebacker. He's got the frame. Mm-hmm. He can play edge, but he can also dip back and play safety if we want him to do that. And I think he provides the speed to us in that linebacking room that will give us that competitive edge and put the quarterbacks under pressure and dial in the run game.
Well, that's a name that I think is an interesting name because of the versatility. And that's a kind of guy that you could see the staff liking a lot. See a football guy. I think he's a football guy. He's got a great name.
You like the name Edrin Cooper?
That's a great name. Yeah. And, I mean, it's not – you wouldn't think traditionally the traditional linebacker is a position of need for the Lions. But do they look at somebody – I guess the one thing I would say against him is that I think that kind of fits the bill for a special teamer type guy, and that's not what you're drafting at 29. I think he's got too much, maybe is it too much talent to use, and they just don't have that position right now?
I guess I would disagree with it there. I think if they get Edrin Cooper, it's total BPA and a guy that they're going to find.
That would define
BPA,
right?
Because I kind of feel like last year they almost took Brian Branch and, like, he's getting on the field. Safety, corner, nickel, we're finding a spot to put him on the field, and it worked out. If they took Edrin Cooper, I feel like he just mentioned, is he a, you know, a linebacker that's going to rush the quarterback? Is he a guy that's going to be used specifically in third down situations? He really was pretty disruptive at Texas A&M, and I've read and heard great things about him. We haven't talked about him, though, because of his position, which we should know better.
No, you're right. 100%. That's why I say, I mean, is this that guy that just screams BPA?
Yep.
I mean, is he – in a way, who's the guy from Clemson from a few years ago that was a tweener that I think went to Arizona in the draft?
Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Simmons. Yep. Is he that? Is he that guy who just has these great measurables? You can put him all over the field and find a way to succeed, which Arizona was never really able to figure it out with him. But clearly the guy had talent. Is this the same type of player?
Francis, I've written down your name and Edrin Cooper as the guy, and we'll circle back on Thursday when it happens. We'll give you a draft shout-out in our broadcast, all right? Well done. 248-539-9797. Who's the guy, the Jahmyr Gibbs of this draft? Not getting talked about, but you could see him being the pick. We're going to record these and see who is most brilliant. who's most brilliant. We're all brilliant.
Yeah, well, this is true.
I'm just saying, who's most brilliant?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
248-539-9797. Get your pick in. We do have some texts coming in. Joe in St. Clair Shores says, Leatu Latu is the name for me, ready to wreak havoc across from Hutch. Fascinating draft prospect. In a lot of mocks, first edge defender off the board, but a neck injury that forced him to medically retire before he got a second opinion. I would imagine that Leatu Latu might be in some teams' top 10, and some teams he might be on their list of undraftable players.
I agree with you on that. I could absolutely see that. I think that we talked a little bit about it yesterday. That is a prime candidate that could fall because teams get scared away by medicals. Even though he's played the last two seasons without injury, without concern, I don't know how you couldn't be concerned about a guy that had a previous neck injury.
248-539-9797. Kelly and Hal, the name we're not talking about enough, Brock Bowers in a trade up. Well, it's interesting because Brock Bowers, there was a mock a while ago that Brock Bowers was on the board at 29. And I am not dismissive of anything anymore when it comes to pre-draft discussion because every year there is more than one shocker. And the tight end position is a tricky one because an elite tight end can still fall. I mean, the Lions got one in the second round last year. Brock Bowers, though, is considered sort of a once in a 5 to 10 year type of prospect. But the league, and it's weird. Tight ends are so valuable and they get used a ton. And I feel like in the draft, they're not valued.
Well, it's like running backs. Running backs are extraordinarily valuable, but they don't get drafted typically in the first round anymore, and they're disposable. Tight ends aren't really disposable, though. They kind of hang around.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You mentioned, you know, last year with the situation with Laporta going in the second round, the guy who everybody thought was the top tight end went after Laporta, and Laporta wasn't even the first tight end taken. So could something strange happen with Brock Bowers? I have a hard time thinking it will because I don't hear any other tight ends being mentioned but Brock Bowers. And when people talk about the tight end in the draft, that's the guy you talk about.
Yep.
So I'll shoot the boot if he's available at 29.
Whoa.
Okay. I don't think it's a big whoa.
I didn't expect that.
If that qualifies as my shoot the boot to get out of the week, that's it.
Gator, the first of many shoot the boots coming from Scott Anderson this week. 248-539-9797.
He will not be there at 29.
Bowers off the board at 29. Didn't you do this before and get burned?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Yeah. Somebody you said wouldn't be on the board and they were on the board.
That I wanted desperately?
Yeah.
Reuben Foster?
No, it was Owosu Karamoah, the linebacker.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
And he was available in like the fifth round. Well, it wasn't that far, but he fell.
he fell, and he's good. And am I upset that the Lions pass on him? Yep.
Okay, I'm recording Gator Shoot the Boot. Tuesday show, 10:35.
STB, baby.
Gator Shoots the Boot. Brock Bowers off the board. 248-539-9797. Who's that player that we're not talking about enough that you think could be this year's Jahmyr Gibbs? We didn't talk about him enough prior to the part of last year's draft. Bam, he was the pick, and lo and behold, he's pretty good. Unnamed texter says corner TJ Tampa. His name came up in an early
mock draft,
an early Mel, and since then Mel's moved off that position, but he was an early Mel pick for the Detroit Lions, the corner TJ Tampa. Kurt writes in, Brian Thomas, bigger receiving threat that the Lions are missing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, I haven't figured out my shoot the boot yet, all right, for this week. But I'm thinking about that the Lions will draft a receiver before the end of the day Friday.
Okay, so in the first three.
But there has to be a caveat, and that is if they make a trade, and they have to have three picks in that time. Like if they trade from 29 to 10 and give up their second rounder, I lose some draft capital. That might be my shoot the boot caveat, but I'm not sure that's what I'm going with yet. But 248-539-9797. So could Brian Thomas be the guy? Yeah, he's kind of.
If he's there, yeah, he's kind of
widely regarded as the fourth receiver.
In a very deep receiver draft.
Next up is Pat. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Pat.
Ladd McConkey. He's going to be there late. He's a nightmare. The intermediate passing game is Goff's strength. Matching him up with St. Brown, I don't know how you cover the two.
Well, I kind of agree with you with I don't know how you cover the guy. He's been uncoverable. He just gets open. He's got great hands. He's got good enough speed. I mean, he's just not 6'3" and 200 pounds, but don't care. He does exactly what he said he does. He's the intermediate game, and he's it seems like he's got long-term slot receiver in the NFL written all over him.
Exactly. So I just think the more weapons you have on the field, and like I said, quick hitters, quick intermediate passing, it's a death to the defense. I don't know how you stop it.
Pat, interesting call. I like it. Ladd McConkey, the player that we're not talking about enough that he thinks could be off the board for the Lions at 29. Who would it be for you? And, again, we're recording these. I'm going to hang on to Tuesday's show sheet.
Doug's got a pen with him.
I got a pen. I'm keeping records. And you can go on record and pick your guy. We're not talking about enough. But you think, you know what, that guy could be the pick at 29. 248-539-9797. We're in downtown Detroit at the Buffalo Wild Wings, backstage at the National Football League Draft, our broadcast headquarters for the entire week. More feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. People, Zach in Iron Mountain says, I think the guy this year is Xavier Leggett. He's an absolute weapon. They interviewed him at the Combine, not to mention he's a Dan Campbell type of guy. Yeah?
He's Kane's guy.
Yeah, I think – I mean, I said it earlier. He is my favorite player, favorite wide receiver that the Lions will have access to. And maybe he won't be. I mean, could you see him off the board before they pick a 29?
I could, but, yeah. I mean, in fairness, all the mock drafts that I've seen, I think he's kind of there.
Yep.
He's been there. He's like a late first round, early second round kind of guy. And once you get past that first group of receivers – he's part of that next group with Xavier Worthy and Adonai Mitchell, those guys.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Also streaming on Twitch and YouTube if you want to watch the show from here down at the epicenter of what's going on in downtown Detroit, twitch.tv, youtube.com. We got more names rolling in, including a couple of local ones. Could be the pick at 29. How shocked would you be? We will get to that next. interesting mock at 11:05. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.